You're listening to The Electric Hour on WMFO in Medford. Oh, that air conditioner sure is loud.
Hello,
Brennan, stall for me.
Well, John is over there, not here. But hey, good news. Guess who's back? It's John.
Oh, good morning, Medford Somerville. You're listening to The Electric Hour, talking for as long as running in 5x8. My name is John C. Merfeld.
I'm Brennan Karsten, as sometimes.
Oh, man. Oh. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
This has been mouth sounds.
It's a breezy, balmy, blissfully day outside with a light touch of clouds and cold.
You are a terrible meteorologist.
Yeah, no. I'm trying to get that started. As I always say, it's a breezy, balmy, blissful day.
I like it.
Whatever the actual weather is.
You can ignore everything until after touch.
Because I want to be like a weather person.
Mm-hmm.
But you got it right away.
I sure did.
Brennan nods.
Knowingly.
But and yet somehow still confused.
Yes. Oh, yeah. No doubt. No doubt.
Bren Frog.
What? That's good. That's good.
How you been, Frog?
Doing good, man. Fizzy, it's reading period.
Yeah.
Which means there's a ton of stuff that I need to be doing. As you might have guessed, currently doing none.
Sure, sure.
But doing well. As you know, we are going to be back as running stand-up again next year, which I'm real excited about.
Yeah, yeah.
Just sure looking forward to the school year being done, man.
Same.
John. Sean John. What's going on, John?
Let me quick check how many people heard that.
How many people heard it, and then how many people left?
Yeah. Okay. So
I'm tucking Sean John like P. Diddy's clothing line, in case that wasn't clear.
Oh, it was not. Okay, so
7.
Over a half, a baker's half dozen, if you will. And that it's one more than a regular half dozen.
There you go. That's what we're going for.
Well, Brennan, I want to leave. I want to get on a raft and maybe Huck Finn it for a while.
Mm-hmm. Or the that
minus some of the other stuff that happened in that book.
Right, or the sad-looking Robert Redford movie.
Sure.
About being alone on a boat.
Oh, is that... Yeah. I was just saying to you last night, I kind of want to be on a boat for a while or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Boats are good.
I don't know what my seasick...
Tolerance
is. Yeah, so maybe...
Well, I feel like it would get better if you started spending all your time on a boat.
Oh, you think so?
I think it would be bad, and then you would get better. You would get your sea legs, they call it.
Okay. Is that what... I thought that was just kind of like a made up, like once you're good at, you know, swabbing poop decks and whatnot.
That also is a huge part of the training.
Well, right. So you think, like, back in olden times when everyone was a pirate, you don't think they, like, selected the people who didn't get seasick. You think everyone just dealt with it and
adapted? I feel like, for the most part, I feel like there might have been some draft involved. There's probably somebody on a pirate ship who got picked last. But
sure.
I don't think they were drawing from a huge base because, as you know, pirating, though fruitful, was illegal. And for those with a moral compass, they might have decided to become farmers instead or something.
That's fair. We all know about farming.
And I think farming, we were talking about this, same
we
deal.
We were talking about this, same
you're
deal.
You're bad at farming, and then you farm, and then you're good at farming. I think it might be true of being a pirate.
That's fair. I'm not suggesting, I'm not saying right now I want to go be a pirate. I'm
no,
saying
you just
some
want to
kind of boat profession.
Live where a pirate lives.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Mother Earth's big, glistening, you know, blue ocean.
Yep.
Yeah.
I get a little nervous halfway through that sentence.
Yeah, me too, Brennan. Don't worry. I'm sure we all did.
Oh, yes.
So, Brendog, we have no guests.
We have no guests today.
No guests. We're taking calls.
Oh, we'll take a call.
No. I'm sorry. I misread. So, Facebook told me our season finale was not a year ago today. It was a year from a week from today.
Oh, I see.
So, a year from today, a year ago today was the episode, or was our penultimate season one episode.
Wow.
Which, ironically, had Emily Baker on it.
There you go.
That was the one where I overslept and then came in pretending to be a Frenchman.
Man, how far we have come.
Yeah.
That's actually wild. That's so cool.
Yeah. Thanks. Whoa.
Oh, man. Somebody's honking their horn on the street.
Terrific. Yeah, you know, it's just you and me, Brennan, so, like, you know, what are you going to do about it?
Well, I was thinking we could play some tunes, probably.
Yeah, we can play some tunes.
Talk shop, obviously.
Talk shop. I was about to say, let's talk shop.
What it's all about.
Yeah.
And, I don't know. I talk about the week to come, the year it has been.
Oof.
The decade ahead. I mean,
all fruitful.
There's all kinds of
all
stuff.
All fruitful. Well.
Your boat plans.
Yeah, I mean, the obvious... You know, for the historical record, people listening to this billions of years from now.
Right. Which, by the way, hello. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Yes, this is...
It's the year 2016.
Yeah. And it's, just so you know, this is not the Declaration of Independence. I don't know if that's what you're looking for.
Oh, yeah. No, that was
similar. You're pretty close.
Yeah, it's written down, though. This is an audio track.
Yeah.
That's going to be just on a large piece of paper.
Yeah. So keep scavenging a bit through this time period.
Yeah.
Because they're close.
If you do listen to the whole... like our whole oeuvre of the show backwards, you might get some hints as to where the Declaration of Independence might be.
Right.
You might not.
Let's just say you're
but you might.
Let's just say you're gonna need some lemons and an oven and a hot girl to steal it for you. It's pretty important.
You talking National Treasure right now?
Maybe. I'm not talking National Treasure.
Oh man, this has been I'm not talking National Treasure.
But for one thing, it'd be pretty cool if some new hipster nation formed and they just recorded their constitution in the form of a podcast. And that was the only way it was
to listen to the whole thing.
Yeah. And it was like you'd argue in court, and you just have to play like
like no, clips.
Cue up 34:28 seconds.
No, use the Malcolm Gladwell quote.
It's mostly those, though, so I can understand if you can't find the first one. Malcolm Gladwell. And secondly, for people who are remembering this historically, this is about 12 hours ago, we found out that Donald Trump is just kind of the officially Republican nominee for president.
This feels like something we should be talking about as a show in a country.
Yeah, so let's unpack this. I mean, Brendan, you didn't do that, right?
No, I did not.
Well, neither did I.
You didn't do it. I know you
didn't. I didn't either. I helped with the other side. I voted for Clinton.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to help the other side on June 7th when it matters most.
Yeah. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. Burf.
But, yep.
I mean, I just... I don't know, man. I mean, doesn't this kind of sully our reputation on the international stage?
I think the whole process has, and I think the fact that it's now become clear that he's really going to be the candidate definitely hurts. Because there's all these other countries which, you know, have their problems, of course.
Sure.
But they...
Some of them insurmountable, it seems.
Yeah.
You heard about this place, Syria?
Wow. Not good.
Not so good.
Really not good.
But here's what will make it better.
Not electing Donald Trump, that's for darn sure.
Oh, man.
But I think these other countries, they see America and they go, oh, that guy, he is interesting. He's kind of funny. He used to have a TV show. Oh, wait, he's running the country
now.
Mic
drop.
They go, we didn't do that. We're doing better.
Yeah. Oh, so you think maybe it'll make everyone feel kind of nice?
No, I think there might be a small moral victory and like a small moral superiority just from the fact that none of them elected Donald Trump.
Yeah, it'll feel good.
But I do think that in terms of any sort of diplomatic international relations type situations, that having a guy who fires people for a job is not a great thing.
Yeah. But at the same time, that's not easy.
It's true.
Firing people ain't easy.
That's true.
I mean, Brendan, Lord knows how many times I've tried to fire you as my co-pilot here.
Constantly,
but I can't do it.
I just keep on surviving. I will say one thing that I do like about how you've chosen to go about it is that you haven't categorically denied the rights of various ethnic groups, which I thought was pretty cool
of
you.
Well, see, Brendan, here's what's funny about how you say that is, you know, people are saying Donald Trump, he categorically... tries to strip people of their rights, but he can't do that until he's in office.
True.
So
here's hoping that never happens.
Yeah. So you gotta believe, you know, you gotta be the change you want to see the rights stripped away from.
Gandhi is very pleased.
Oh man.
Oh, if you're listening, we're not Gandhi, by the way.
Yeah, correct.
No, you
but we're
go
also
back, go back a couple
yeah,
more years.
A couple more.
Not as really many as the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, really close. Somewhere in between.
Yeah.
We're similar to him in that way, though, in that we're turning in our graves.
Oh yeah, that's for sure.
Brennan and I are both dead.
Oh, I thought we both had headstones to work on for a homework assignment.
Oh my god. Wow. That's
boom.
Wow. Oh, that's, man. I mean, that's the shot of ketamine that this show needed, you know? Wow, we're turning in our graves. Oh. I mean, you can't order
that
a
was
pun.
Very silly.
You cannot order puns like that on Craigslist. You know what
that
I'm saying?
That is for sure. If Donald Trump is president, you'll never get a pun like
you won't be able to import it, that's for sure. Because he is anti-trade.
Oh, yeah.
Somehow he is a businessman who's anti-trade. Do people not understand how good free trade is for the economy as a whole?
Man, it seems like someone who is kind of bankrupt four times or whatever it is maybe should not be trusted so much.
I mean, good Lord.
I know. It's true.
You know what the problem is that the benefits of free trade are spread out among everyone, but the costs are concentrated on a few people.
Right. And he's like one of those people... I suppose.
I guess I just need to go hang up a bunch of... Hey, go vote for the other person posters. Oh, man.
Or just put don't over the Trump posters.
Yeah, I guess so.
Like that episode of Parks and Rec where they have recall nope.
Right.
And then Leslie puts the recall nope question mark don't.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I mean, I don't know. It's just, it's not, it's another piece of bad news on what was already shaping up to be a record-setting week for John C. Murphy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Loudy. I mean, I just need to take a shower or something, like a nice political shower. I need Paul Ryan to cry on me for half an hour until I'm clean. You know what I'm saying?
To cry and confirm that he's not running for president.
Oh, he keeps confirming that, but I just want him to.
I mean, I certainly would not vote for him, but how cool would it be if Donald Trump was not the nominee?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Wow.
It'd be really cool. I wonder... Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, that's what's part of what's got me down today. As you know.
That is fair.
I don't know. Do you want to? I feel like we bummed everybody out. Do you want to play a track?
I think we should play a track. Do you have anything like dystopian and real sad?
Probably. Hold on. Let me just. I do have a pretty dystopian one actually. Trying to see if there's. I'm just going through this one playlist.
Did I see a Stephen Malkmusson and the Jix song on there, or was that a previous playlist?
You did see that song. It's pretty long.
Oh, okay.
It's great, but it's pretty long.
All right. Fair enough.
Okay. I actually have a pretty dystopian one. Also.
Oh, nice.
This is by Emperor X.
All right.
I don't know if you're familiar.
I'm not.
It's great, dude. He's another one of these kind of like nerdy rocker guys.
All right.
I guess he was like...
a nerd, and then he got a guitar.
Yeah, well... Oh man, classic, right? I think I read he was like pursuing a PhD in like chemistry or something and then quit it to become a musician.
Oh wow.
So here's to that.
There you go.
Okay, this is Emperor X. You're listening to The Electric Hour. We're both pretty bummed out this morning.
It's a vision of our future.
Yeah.
And present.
Zoinks, man. All right. See you soon.
Defend, we fight back, we plant bombs on our tracks, we skip church and call them monotheists. Sing,
that was
Hello.
Emperor X with a Lahu Akbar. You're listening to Our Comedy Electric, the show.
Here's an idea that I have.
Yeah.
Okay. I already changed my mind. I don't think it's a good idea anymore.
But okay, great.
My idea at the time was, what if we play Name That Disney Channel Original Movie, but instead of looking at Disney Channel Original Movies, we just look at the news?
Okay. So, in what sense is it Name That Disney Channel Original Movie?
None.
Oh, okay. Look at the news, huh?
Yep, and just see, and then we'll react.
Okay.
I think this could be like a cool, like a hot takes kind of thing.
Oh, hot, Brennan, this is exactly a hot takes thing.
Right?
Wow,
right,
we have a lot of segments in the vault.
I know.
You know?
Forgot about that one, actually.
I mean, yeah.
Conversion Evolution just now.
Yeah. For real's beef? I mean,
For real's beef.
I mean, I think we've
slept. I think this hot takes might segue
this hot takes might rapidly segue into for real's beef. Wow. Oh. Well, that cheers me up a little bit.
Hey.
We have so many hot segs.
We really do have some great segs. We brought back mouth sounds at the beginning of the episode briefly.
Vintage segment.
I mean, that is an old one.
To people who are looking to like old style electric hour of a year ago, mouth sounds, intimate story time, which I almost called infinite story time in my head.
Yeah. And for those listening in the future, that's if you're listening to the ones with the mouth sounds and the ones with the infinite intimate story time, you're getting closer to the Declaration of Independence.
True. Yep. Marginally. You're going to want to take a...
Go a little further.
Yeah, you can go make a better jump.
Increase your interval.
Yeah. Wait till you see a lot of...
Stockings?
Yeah, a lot of stockings and horrific treatment of most people.
Oh, yeah.
And you're there.
And powdered wigs.
Oh, yes. The wigs... If you see unpowdered wigs, you've gone
too
far.
Get out of there.
Yeah, escape now.
Escape now.
Let us be your guide to the past.
You're listening to The Electric Hour.
Oh, I thought you were going to... I thought that was going to be Electric Hour, colon, your guide to the past.
Oh, no, okay, let's do it again.
Hold on, let me throw up some ethereal...
Ooh, that would be great.
...sounds to accompany.
For everybody listening live, thank you for bearing with us. We just got to really know this for everybody in the future.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, here. You say that now.
You're listening to The Electric Hour, a guide to the past. I would listen to that show. Don't listen to this show.
Yeah. Guide to the Past. Oh, man.
Wait, can we? What track is that now that we've played it?
Oh, that was Death Cab for Cutie with Expo 86.
Okay, cool. I think we should do that for each of our hot takes. I think we should do a solemn reading of the news and then a hot take.
Oh, okay. Wait. Explain that.
So in the way, it sounds like you playing the music in the background, like we're beginning a segment each time.
Right.
And then our reaction is going to be, we cut the music.
Oh, okay.
And it's just pure, unadulterated us.
Oh, hot. It'll be a hot take.
I mean, that is for sure.
So that's the plan? Okay, cool. Yeah, because I got some somber tracks here. I was playing this this is from a playlist I made on Sunday when I was...
Down in the dumps.
Down in the dumps, head in the sand. Fist in my butt, you know?
Which, by the way, could not have helped.
No. I thought it would make everything fine, you know? Brenhog, what should I Google?
What should you Google?
To find news.
Just Google news.
All right. I mean, that was kind of my plan, but...
Yeah, I mean, you could check I don't know, New York Times headlines or something.
Yeah, okay. Oh, also, oh, yeah, hold on. Google News, I guess. What? This is... Google News is trash. Yeah, I'm going to go to NYT. Not that I'm subscribing to the New York-centric lifestyle that we've all...
I mean, yeah. I kind of do, but I'm also from close to there, and you are not.
Oh, also, did you know that the NYT publishes these daily mini crosswords?
I do them every day.
Oh, yeah, dude. I just started.
They're great.
They are great.
My record's 6 seconds.
Wow.
It is so fun.
I hate you. Wait, you want to Do you have your computer?
No, I don't have my computer.
Oh, shoot. I wanted to challenge you.
Wait, I can put it up on my phone, though.
Oh, yeah. You want to do it? You want to challenge me?
Yeah, it's going to be a little slower because I'm typing on the
phone. That's okay. Okay, listeners, I think I just came up with what would be the worst experience for you possible. So this is going to be really fun. Brent and I are going to compete, hopefully very quickly, in the New York Times Daily Mini Crossword, and then we will get to our hot takes on
the
news.
If it takes more than 20 seconds, we've failed.
We've gone too far. Yeah, the first one took me like a minute and a half.
For the mini, John?
I know.
Okay. Ready?
Do you have it up?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. One across. Pray for a great white shark.
Don't say anything. Don't say anything.
You know, I just... Okay.
Okay, almost there.
No, wait, what? Oh, God. Oh, okay. All right.
All right, 29.
What? How'd you... What? And I mean, sure, but...
Well, here's the thing. Don't stay... If you're not sure about the word, just move on. The other letters are going to show up soon enough.
Well, I mean... Tell me what. No, all right, yeah. Okay. And now, what do you all do? Oh, okay. So, scare, and then, what's this? Oh, 112.
Hey!
Whatever. Okay.
That's better than your previous
part
one.
Of the problem is that I can't look at the clues and the puzzle at the same time.
That's going to be incredibly hard.
Because I have to zoom in.
Right.
So I'm attributing it to
a huge. That's a huge thing.
That's not huge.
It's a substantial.
Jeez. All right. Well, this has been.
Brennan beats John in the New York Times crossword. You're listening to The Electric Hour, a guide to the past.
All right. Let's get some hot takes. New York Times, back to your regular website.
New York Times, you fill in the blanks.
Oh, man. Okay. Okay, well, I guess... Oh, okay. Here's one. Okay, here we go. GOP steps deeper into darkness.
Yeah, that checks out.
Yep, that's not a lot to say there. That's pretty good. I should point out I should be transparent. That's an editorial, not a not just a headline.
Uh-huh. Well, it's an editorial headline.
Well, sure. It's not an objective news. It's not literal. It's, you know, whatever. These are all going to be about the same thing. I think they really are going full ham on this election. Here we go. I got another one for you, Brennan. I think this is the one I want. Here we go. Europe proposes opening door for Turks in transit.
I mean, that feels like good news to me.
Yeah, especially if you're a Turk in transit.
Right. I think it's even better news for them.
I assume they want an open door.
I feel like it directs...
I hope it's not the door... What?
Directly affects them.
Directly... I hope it's not the door, like, out of the plane.
I certainly hope not. I don't expect it to be.
Well...
Can you imagine if you were, like, talking to somebody and they're like, yeah, I feel like we can open some doors for you. We have some opportunities in the future. And then the door was just a door off of a flying plane.
I mean, sure.
You would
be
furious.
Well, sure. But, Brennan, imagine you're a Turk in transit.
They would be furious, too. Unless they also got a parachute and then were able to land through an open door somewhere in Europe that was pleasant for them.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe that was the...
Oh, here's a gross one.
Ooh.
Here's an objectively gross, nasty headline.
Hey, all right, let's do it.
Let me just find an appropriate... oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Here we go. Okay. American Pharoah is a champion at the stud life, too. Yeah, so just in case anyone is not clear on what that means, American Pharoah was a Triple Crown winner, and the stud life refers to him getting to have sex with every other horse in the world. Let me just read you the sneak spoiler.
Oh my gosh. Okay. All right. Let's do it.
The Triple Crown winning stallion American Pharoah has adapted to his new career in the breeding shed with the same efficiency, elan, and joie de vivre that he demonstrated while winning 9 of his 11 starts.
They had to use 2 French phrases
yeah.
to tell how good he is at banging.
I don't even know. What? Sometimes you gotta use 2 French phrases. What's elan? What's elan?
It's like flair, I think.
Elan, yeah, oh, right. Now that I say it correctly, it sounds more familiar.
Yeah,
efficiency, elan, and joie de vivre.
Wowie, New York Times.
Those are his 3 things that he has when he is banging.
You know how there's news that you can just assume is true?
Yeah.
This did not need a headline. Yeah. I feel like if anyone ever had the misfortune of taking the time to think about what American Pharoah was up to these days,
they would be like, oh, you know what?
That would be the first thing. They'd be like, oh, he's probably making other horses.
Winnie with joy. Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
Oh, okay. Here's a super...
By the way, American Pharoah Joie de Vivre would be an unbelievable band name.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you're right.
And, I mean, not everybody would know what it means.
No.
But American Pharoah sure would.
I think a lot of people would not know, in fact.
I mean, except for those listening to the show right now, all 7 of you on the computers, everybody else on the radio waves, thanks for listening.
True. This is fair.
And now you guys know why our band is called that.
Yeah. All right, I got another one that's pretty confusing, but I'll see if you can figure it out.
All right, let's do it.
Sometimes they do this. Okay, wow. Oh, no. I don't want to read about the Trump article. Why did you make me go to that one, New York Times? Okay. Seeing roadblocks, chip makers look for another road. Huh?
Once again... First half of the headline segues real nicely into the second half. I feel like that's another one that kind of sets itself up.
Yeah, I know. It's a little on the nose to say roadblocks. You know, we need a different road because of these roadblocks. Yeah, it's a little... I don't know if you understand. It's about semiconductors. It's about, like, computer chips.
Oh, not potato chips.
Not chips, potato.
By the way, the potato chip industry also facing some roadblocks. Which mainly in the form of increasingly health-conscious consumer base.
Yeah. Not including Brennan Corston.
Oh, that's for sure. By the way, to the mini-mart, thank you for the bag of Tostitos and the bag of sour cream onion chips that I purchased from you this past week.
Oh, God. Oh, here's a nice feature that I think I'm starting. I can't. This is a pretty. I gotta say, I don't like how this homepage is organized. It's really haphazard, and I don't know if it's just my fault.
The New York Times.
New York Times homepage.
It's a little bit weird. They actually have
it like reads like a newspaper front page, but that is not what I want to see on a website.
Yeah. Wait. Scroll back up a little more. I mean, and if you're listening or if you're on Electric Car or Platinum, you can tell, you can see it. You can just give us a call and let us know what you think. They actually, under the York in the New York Times, they have a Today's Paper thing where you can click on it and it actually will pop up exactly like what the newspaper looks like, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah, I just feel like the layout, I mean, this is...
Yeah, it's a little muddled. Yeah.
It's so muddled. No one on a website wants to see 5 columns of text. Especially, I mean, it doesn't help that my font is bigger so that it's... Especially cramped, but...
Oh, that's fair. That's
but
fair.
Still.
Yeah, 5 columns of text is a lot.
Yeah, NYT, I'm sick of you. Wow, they wrote
but
a lot of...
But thanks for providing the fodder for this segment.
They wrote a lot of columns about Donald Trump today.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense, but they wrote a lot. I'm counting, like, 15 articles about Donald Trump.
15 articles? Okay, wait, can I just quickly... Donald Trump, if you're listening... Hey, bud. Maybe stop. And by the way, if your whole thing was just to get a rise out of people, the New York Times wrote 15 things about you today.
Yeah, it worked, okay?
Just go home.
You can stop. We got the defeat of true conservatism. It's Donald Trump's party now.
That's only two, John.
Trump and the Lord's work. Ted Cruz's bitter end.
Oh, boy.
The Trump reshuffle. GOP steps deeper in darkness. Takeaways from the Indiana primary. Victory for Trump has some in GOP. Bolting. Trump's uphill fight. You know, so that's a lot.
Yeah.
And then also, Make Britain Great Again is an op-ed, which I assume is about Brexit, which I also think is a horrible idea.
About what?
Brexit.
I don't know if I know about that.
Oh, dude, Britain is trying to leave the EU.
Oh. Oh, I did not
know
that.
It's incredibly dumb.
Wow. Weird, weird, weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
It's not a good idea. Let me tell you why.
Yes.
I don't want him to do that. What, you know.
This is a real Janet Yellen situation.
John, see the, oh, my Lord, Janet! Do you see what's happening?
I think we're opening up a segment. This is Yellen at Yellen. We can say that again. This, ladies and gentlemen, and everybody that's listening, you're listening to Yellen at Yellen. John, are you raising your hand?
Oh, Janet!
May 4th, 2016.
Oh.
9:38 a.m. Medford, Massachusetts.
Can I yell at her yet?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my... Janet! I mean, what are you doing out there? Janet, yell it! You can't... I mean, wait, for the banks, Janet? For the big banks?
With the banks and the stuff?
Oh, my God.
And the things.
I mean, Janet.
That you do for your job.
Look, Janet, here's what I picture you doing on an average day, okay? Tell me how accurate this is, Janet. I'm going to ride the metro. Just kidding. I'm not, because it's full of commoners. Janet, I'm going to take my high-speed rail airplane into the treasury and just lay on a big bed of money and give some to the banks and eat my apple cup for lunch. And then, I don't know, maybe hang out with some more banks? I mean, Janet, this is not a big bank election year. Big banks don't have as many votes as, say...
People?
Yeah. You know?
Humans.
Oh, I mean, Janet, if... Oh, Janet, I mean, because here's the thing, Janet. I know it's easier to give to the big banks because they're your best friends.
Yep.
And they might not invite you
to... You see them the most.
They might not invite you to their sleepover if you don't give them all of our money. But the rest of us, we can have parties too. You can come to my house, you know, if you don't... If you maybe give me some trillion dollars, I'll let you come.
I'm gonna put that on every birthday invitation I have in the future. You can come to my house if you give me some trillion dollars.
I mean, Janet, and you're just stuffing...
That applies to Janet, too. Janet, you're welcome.
Yeah, just stuffing your face with your pudding.
With your apple cup.
Your apple cup at lunchtime. I mean,
Janet, I don't know. Why don't you try a sandwich?
That's what the rest...
You could have a sandwich. You could have a salad.
Look, I don't know what the big...
A wrap? Wrap people like wraps
people
now?
People love wraps. And that music. I mean, I'm appalled, Janet. This is not the year for this. This is not the, you know, maybe back in, I don't know, the Gilded Age, you could be doing some of this crap you're pulling right now.
I mean, can we just say that this age is anything but gilded?
Anything but gilded. Nothing if not tarnished, I'd say this age is.
Certainly.
Whatever the opposite of gilded is, it's not really tarnished. Tarnished is something, it's like, what's the opposite of gilded?
Janet, you won't even tell us.
Yeah, oh! Janet, I mean, this is not feeding into my discontent as a voter.
I mean,
it's not helping with it. Right. I mean. It is feeding it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, I needed to do that. That was really cathartic.
Yeah, I'm glad we got some yelling.
Glad we got to yell at Yellen.
By the way, Janet, so sorry.
Janet, I mean, you're doing a fantastic job.
Keep up the good work.
It's just, I gotta yell at somebody.
Yeah, look, and Trump won't listen.
Trump, I tried yelling at Trump. That nothing happened then.
I mean, and FCC head Tom Wheeler, he's busy.
Oh, Tom, I'm sure he is, you know, trying to excavate a bunch of truth from my show's bumhole. With his nasty claws. That's what Tom Wheeler's busy doing.
Wait, is this time for a segment of Keeping It Wheel?
Well, let's close up yelling at Yellen first.
Oh, okay.
This has been...
This was Yellen
at Yellen. And I'm Brennan, I believe you had another segment you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, by the way, everyone, thank you for listening. I'm working on my podcast voice. I just want to say... I think it's time to keep it real. Going to Africa.
Yes, ma'am, I'm a brick was present. So Brennan. Well, what was your plan for this segment?
Well, I kind of thought the wheel pun was based on his name, and that, I mean, it obviously comes from keeping it real, but if you would puffo.
What were I before?
I mean, we could just tone this into something more like a small children talking. I almost made that just talking.
Talking.
Small children talking about Tom Wheeler and the FCC's role in filtering the radio
waves.
The
truth! Filtering out the truth and replacing it with Gatorade. That's what their government's trying to do.
Yeah, and you guys saw the first draft of those commercials. It was truth sweating down people's faces. Not blue liquid.
Yeah, not... What? And they're claiming it's organic now? Really? I'm supposed to believe Gatorade is organic? Like you fresh squeeze it from tropical gators? No, I don't believe that.
Man.
Oh, jeez.
Tom Wheeler.
You know, I think this might just be covering more general government gripes. Hold on.
Is it time to open up sour gripes?
This has been Keeping It Wheel.
We've been keeping it wheel. Boom, 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 boom. Segment after segment. This is how I like it.
Okay, it's time for...
Sour? No.
I like sour gripes.
I like sour gripes.
Yeah, they can be directed at anybody.
Oh, yeah, but they're going to be directed at the government.
Oh, they'll be directed at the government. All right. All right, here we go. This is...
Sour Gripes?
Man, good thing I had so many songs queued up on this playlist.
I know. I'm really impressed.
Thank you. That's not my gripe, though. Brennan, what's your gripe?
Where do I... begin.
Where are you going to get your fresh squeezed
grape
juice?
Where did I go wrong?
Today?
I lost a friend. Do you remember that song?
Yeah, you remember that song, Brennan.
My gripes?
Yeah.
Well, for one, we've already talked about it. The New York Times is talking about it. Donald Trump, just stop. Just go home.
Dude, you did it, all right?
You're not... I mean, don't just say that some groups of people are bad and can't be here. You are wrong. And you should leave.
Yeah.
I think that...
Reasonable gripe.
I think that's my...
But see, well, here's the thing, Brennan, is that, you know, he's telling people to leave. You're telling him to leave. It's like, doesn't that make it a wash?
I'm going to say no.
That seems right.
Because by leaving, I'm just saying don't run for president.
Leave the political
and go back
arena.
To your life of luxury.
Well, you know, that's interesting because it's not really his fault that everyone voted for him.
Right. It's true. It's his fault.
If anything, Donald Trump is an innocent victim of all this.
Oh, my God.
You know, of being...
Send that to the New York Times.
Oh, I think I will.
Hey, Tom Wheeler, put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, don't filter it out. Put it in your pipe and actually get it in there.
Unfiltered and smooth.
Yeah. Marlboro. The Electric Hour says, buy cigarettes. Then smoke them.
And then throw them out.
Yeah, after you smoke.
Don't smoke, please.
All right.
This is your public service announcement. I'm improving it this episode. Don't smoke.
Oh.
It's bad for you.
This is bad for you.
We're just keeping it real here.
We don't give it a wheel.
No cigarettes.
No cigarettes. A WMFO. No, that one you can say normal.
WMFO, yeah, you can say it. You can say normal.
I'm very much wondering how much we've tried people's patience here with this last seg, so I'm going to just refresh.
Did we only drop two listeners?
No.
One?
No, none. One went to a lower audio fidelity.
Hey.
They wanted to hear not quite so detailed.
Well, thanks for listening, everybody. And yeah. I totally understand if you would rather just get fewer bits.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Brennan, the bit rate.
The bit rate on the show is
astronomical.
Astronomical.
Bananas.
It is space fruit.
The electric hour. Space fruit. What?
Like Tang, but earlier.
Oh, good gripe. Good gripe, Brian.
Thank you. Do you have any fresh gripes to pop off the vine?
Oh, man. I'm like a vineyard, man. Nothing if not.
Sour gripes.
We got to bring that back. Whatever. I hate it when buses drive by. I feel like people can't actually hear it in the recording, but...
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm happy that the public transportation is there and that people are using it.
Okay, Brandon. But... Sure. We all love public transit.
I mean, there's a lot of good things about it.
It is great.
You know, it's good in a lot of ways.
So is that something you have a gripe with?
No. I will say, in terms of the Green Line extension, I got a couple of gripes.
Oh, Brennan, let's open her right back up. I forgot what that song was called. Oh, here we go. Brennan, share with me your gripes.
Well, here's
about the Green Line.
I mean... should I go now? Okay, I'm gonna wait. Okay. And yep. Sour gripes. No, I really just have.
I feel like that song is all like end of a long song.
Yeah, I can't believe that's the beginning of a song.
That's the beginning of a song.
That's unbelievable.
Just sounds like you're at a show and they're finishing up a set.
For sure. That I did not enjoy.
A set.
Here's my gripe. It's simple. I think a lot of people share their gripes. But basically, for one thing, the Green Line extension is way over budget, and I think in trying to figure out where to make cuts to that budget, things are going to be lost, which is not great. And then the other thing is, certainly in Union Square, and I think in the other places down the corridor that the Green Line's going to go, there's all this development planned, rent prices are rising, and I think that it is really important to create ways, like a community benefits agreement, to make sure that people aren't displaced by this Green Line that should be a resource to them.
What's a community benefits agreement?
Community benefits agreement is a form kind of agreed on and then signed by... And then this is actually kind of the issue over there, where this right now I think it's scheduled to be signed between the city and the developer, but a lot of people want there to be a community group that's part of the negotiations and the signing as well. And it's basically just to say, like, the city is giving, and the people that live and work there are giving up land and kind of development to the developer. So in return, the developer has to offer certain benefits to the city.
Right.
Including like higher percentages of affordable housing in new developments, preserving existing affordable housing, opening up green space, that kind of stuff.
Right.
Which is incredibly important.
Yeah.
And so I think the process is happening, which has been really cool to see. And I think it's going to be a long process, but here's hoping that those community benefits are good for the community and stuff.
Sounds like Brennan pissed off.
Yeah, sour gripes.
Sour gripes. Oh, let's rock on. This band owns two amplifiers. Oh, yeah.
Sour grapes.
Sour grapes.
This has been Sour Gripes.
Sour Gripes. You're listening to the Electric Owl. Electric Owl.
Man.
Yeah.
Fresh stuff this morning.
Really fresh. Extremely fresh. Wow. I feel like I got a lot out, you know?
Yeah.
I think you did too.
I'm pretty happy with that. I think hopefully that nuanced was, and careful position.
That was close. That was as close to abject rage as I've ever seen you, Brian. I really hope those community benefits kick in.
So, you know, a lot of good.
Because if not, I'm going to start busting some heads.
Oh, man. You know me.
Yeah.
You know my vibe.
Yeah, you're really good at nuanced policy positions.
Well, thanks. I think I could be better, but hey.
See right there. Are you going to run for public office someday?
I mean, I really don't know. If there's this whole backlog of electric hours burning a hole in my pocket.
Nah.
No, I really don't know.
Yeah?
It's possible.
I think that's something you'd be good at.
Thank you. I don't know. I could see myself maybe doing it.
I feel like you'd be really good at having extramarital affairs in your office.
Yeah. That's also my vibe, I think.
Yeah.
I think it's just like an angry...
Anyone who meets you.
Extramarital affair type of vibe.
Wait, clarify what you... Did you mean an angry, comma...
Angry, comma,
sure.
Extramarital affair type of vibe.
Not an angry extramarital
affair. No. I mean, look at my muted gray sweater.
Yeah. Yeah, for those who don't know.
Is that not what you get?
For those who don't know, Brennan is wearing a muted gray sweater today and also all the time.
And also, just like, who I am as a person is or
as
always.
As Brennan would say, this week and the past 20 years.
Exactly. I also have a nice muted green raincoat.
Yeah, I mean, muted, I think muted colors are great.
I like muted colors.
It's kind of my vibe now these days, too.
Yeah, it's nice.
Not
to say that... non-muted colors aren't also good.
No, colors with the volume up.
Turn up the volume.
Oh, I guess those are just called loud colors. People say that.
Oh, yeah. That's true. But more, yeah, in terms more. Of the clothes that I wear tend to be quite muted.
Oh, yeah.
And hey, it works for me. I hope. Vote for Brennan.
Yeah, I think you could do that. You got me.
Well, thanks.
I'll do it to your campaign what is the opposite of what I will try to do to Donald Trump's.
Hey, thanks.
Literally explode it.
You won't literally explode my campaign.
That's right.
That's so kind of you.
I'll try not to.
Thank you. If I ever decide to do it, I'll make sure to call you.
Yeah, and I'm happy to take down those old up electric hours. Although I feel like you're mostly implicated by association with me in that case.
That is certainly true.
You'll be like Ted Cruz's dad and Lee Harvey Oswald. Seen together and then never quite disassociated.
Ooh, yeah.
Where I'm Lee Harvey Oswald.
Right.
And you're
Ted Cruz's dad. Which, by the way.
Yeah. Yikes.
Wow.
Wow, Ted Cruz. Oh, Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz.
Brennan?
Yeah?
I think we got a lot done today.
I think this was a tremendously productive 54 minutes.
I think we really added to the political...
Oh, man, that discourse was really needing some us.
Yeah, we took the political discourse, and much like a car mechanic working on...
car.
Beneath the car, we jacked it up. You know what I'm saying?
Jacked it up, turned in our graves, and we're doing it.
Turned in our graves. Oh, my Lord. That I want to make that a t-shirt or something. Like, yeah, I'm turning in my grave for home for extra credit or something.
Boom.
Oh, man.
Man, this really feels like a victory lap now.
Oh, yeah.
From that pun.
Yeah,
I'm pleased.
Oh, yeah?
I'm pleased.
Okay.
Well, I'm just saying.
Well, good, Brennan.
What do you got going on today?
I was just looking at my Google Cal sketch. Well, interestingly, I never put the electric hour in my calendar, so right now it says I'm on a run.
Oh, that's not true.
Which is good. 10 to 11 is listed as prep, which I assume means get back from my run and prepare for the day. 11 to 12:30, that's lunch/paper. Although I think I'll actually be helping Jared Moskowitz with his stand-up set tonight at the Comedy Studio.
Oh, nice. Yeah, check out, guys, go to the Comedy Studio if you get the chance.
Yeah.
Tonight.
I'll be able to go for the first, like, half an hour, and then I have to leave, so hopefully he's in the first half hour.
Yeah.
There's a board-to-board transition for Major Undecided, and then 2 to 8 p.m., work on paper.
Nice. That's going to be a fun 6 hours.
I don't know when I planned on eating, but...
Lunch.
No, yeah, exactly. When did I plan on eating lunch? I didn't block it out.
When you did, it was lunch.
Oh,
lunch
slash paper. But I don't think
you've changed. You've changed your plan, which is, you know, whatever. It's up to you, I guess.
Right, right. Thank you. What's on your docket?
Hanging out, getting some lunch with our pal J Bones.
Yes, I remember that.
And
you're
then
steal some software.
Ooh, yeah.
Just from J Bones, not from any proprietary source.
No. Sorry, Tom Wheeler.
Oh! Yeah.
And then working for the weekend. No, just got some papers to write, got some tests to study for, so we're going to do some of that.
Sure, sure.
It's going to be good.
Do you want to pick a song from this playlist to close out on?
I would love to.
Sure.
Thank you.
The first four we played last week, or I played 2 weeks ago, so
okay,
not right, any
so
of those.
We're not going to do this. Don't you worry. Okay, let's see here.
I'm going to do this thing where you start it, just press play, and I'll have the volume at like half so we can sign off while it's playing and then like just turn it up to full.
Oh, I like it.
I think that sounds cool.
Here we go.
Oh, of course. Of course you did.
You betcha.
Well, this has been Our Comedy Electric. I'm John C. Merfeld.
I'm Brendan Carston, and sometimes...
And keep on trolling. Standing on the corner, suitcase in my hand, jacket and his corset, Jane is in her vest, and me, I'm in a rock and roll band. Huh. Riding a studs back at gym, you know. Different times. All the poets, they studied rules of verse, and those ladies, they rolled their eyes. CJ, CJ, I tell you something, Jack, he is a banker. And both of them save their monies. And when they come home from work, ooh, sitting down by the fire, the radio does play the classical music, their jam, the march of the wooden soldiers. All your protesters, you can hear Jack say, get ready. And other people say have to work, just watch me now. And there's even some evil mothers. Well, they're gonna tell you that everything is just dirt. You know that women never really faint, and that villains always blink their eyes.